The Summit County Sheriff's Department is hosting a workshop for parents titled The Frontline and Blue Line Working Together. The event emphasizes that parents are the front line of defense for their children, with law enforcement at their side. The event started with the North Summit School District, with South Summit School District following suit. Lieutenant Justin Hemingway explains the genesis of the event.
They thought bringing in the sheriff's office and having the school district and all the resources of the community come together one night would be a great structure. We had never done this before, and so the school district did a lot of the work bringing the parents together, the PTAs, the PTOs, advertising the event. And we provided some of the instruction and education for the parents. Along with the speakers, after the speakers were finished, we figured if we could also have a way to have a more personalized experience by bringing in the resources of the community after the education portion for the parents with the speakers, the parents could go into a setting where there'd be multiple resources and they can have a more private setting to ask questions, find out what they could get from their community to help them.
The Park City event will take place May 14th at Ecker Hill Middle School at 6 p.m. The event features three speakers, with a resource fair opening following the final speaker's remarks. The fair includes booths from the Sheriff's Office, Valley Behavioral Health, Children's Justice Center, the Park City School District, Summit County Health Department, Summit County Mental Wellness Alliance, Connect, and more.
You know, students get educated on these items such as internet safety, drugs, harmful substances, social media, all these kind of things. But sometimes the parents don't get quite up to speed as their children. And so the school districts have been really passionate about educating their parents. That's one of our common goals as the sheriff's office as well, to help the front lines. And us here at the sheriff's office, we're also parents. We're also stakeholders in the community. We have kids, and our interests are common. They're the same in the community.
In addition to the event, the department is emphasizing protecting schools. Lieutenant Andrew Wright explains.
With the recent events that we've had throughout the country, Sheriff Martinez really wanted to emphasize our role and our presence within our schools. And you're right, he has asked that our patrol deputies, even the administration, our investigators, anyone who's out and about in the community, whether you're commuting to or from work, grabbing a cup of coffee, going to lunch, make a presence in a nearby school. And that could be driving through the parking lot, being seen. That could be getting out of your vehicle and walking around the campus inside, checking in with the front office, letting them know that you're there.
The initiative is in addition to school resource officers who have been in schools for quite some time. The extra emphasis on school protection is a long-term priority.
Yeah, we're getting great feedback from the school districts on our presence. We have been there multiple times a day, every day that school's in session, and even when school's not in session, to ensure that there's nothing going on around our schools that shouldn't be. And so, yeah, it's a great thing that we've done. We're committed to continuing that. This isn't just a temporary thing. It's something that we plan to do for years on end.
Lieutenant Andrew Wright, Summit County Sheriff's Department. For KPCW, I'm David Boyle.